A game of rugby to watch.
Disappointed with 3 points?
No, delighted. We're 10 points behind with 15 minutes to go. So to get back to that, we're delighted. You know, we gave a couple of soft tries away. Interception-wise, dubious one in the corner. So, you know, we can't whinge and moan. Just get on with it, take the 3 points.
Did you make it on the corner? We were far away, but...
It was a toucher, but you get on with it. Those things, you get the rub of the green, so...
Because you can normally tell by player reactions, can't you?
Yeah, but again, they've got a TMO. If he can't see it, then, you know, no point whinging about it in here, is they're not going to change the result. I think it was probably the fair result in the end. We started well. We got sucked into a bit of a dogfight, and then we managed to get ourselves back in the game. So, really pleased with the last 15, 20 minutes. There's a lot of character. You know, we were playing it out wide and we were scoring good tries, and Will and Mike were trying the best, and a couple of errors come in and that's what happens when you're playing. But, you know, I think the last 5 games we've scored 19 tries, and, you know, that's what we're good at doing. So we'll carry on in that vein and, you know, hopefully we get results. 3 points is good for us against the champions.
The range of tries as well you scored, you were able to throw it out wide, but also you can stick up the jersey as well, that was good.
Yeah, overall we're doing all right. You know, we've got a couple of issues still, but I think we were a little bit soft first half defensively and we fell off them a little bit. But fair play, they're a top side and I know they're depleted, but, you know, they're still very well coached and they do the basics right and stuff. And, you know, Charlie Orson was keeping them in the game with his long range boot. And, so, you know, the team aren't happy and we're not happy because we think we could have won it. Not should have won it, we could have won it. And, you know, if we want to be a top four side, as we know they are, then we should be not losing 17 points advantages.
Is that a frustration? Because you were so on top in the second half, but they barely had a sniff inside of 22. But just the two intercepts,
yeah, but, you know, one we're going for a try, and he's intercepted and he's gone 80 yards, and the other one, there's been a fumble. So, what do you say? These lads have won games for us week in, week out, so it's one of them. Harlequins next week.
Club side have been down, you've alluded to that. I mean, a lot of sides going 10 points down with like just over 10 minutes left against Saracens would have folded, wouldn't they? But instead it seems to re-energise. You can see by the body language from the players, from the fans, everyone responded.
Well, I think, you know, their half-back kept us pinned back in the first half with his good kicking. And, you know, we utilised the wind second half and there was a fair wind out there. We didn't see it from the stands. But overall, you know, we managed to get those penalties and get those... positions to go for that drive, and we know once the drive's built it's difficult to stop, even if it's against Saracens, and we managed to get there in the end.
It's kind of part of the fly-off a lot that he couldn't win a game with the last kick, as today proved. How's Danny, have you spoke to him since then? Has he shrugged that off
already? Yeah, I think Danny's come on. We're working in every facet of his game. I think his balling and play today and his tactical kicking was good, and he kicked 60% of his goals, I think, and bit of pressure on the last one, but, you know, I think, you know, I'd like to have won, but it'd probably be an unfair result if we'd just sneaked it with that kick. So, we've had a little tiff last week. His head wasn't on it the week before last, and now he's back on it, and we proved that today by, again, scoring tries like that.
Again, you would have wanted to win, obviously, but if you maintain your unbeaten home record, it's almost a year now, isn't it? And, you know, as again, the Saracens, so it's not easy to come here for any side, is it?
No, it's not. You know, we've got a good record and we've got a good team, if I'm honest. And, you know, we lost narrowly last week and we've drawn today, so we're not got the results. But if somebody would have said you're playing Worcester and Saracens on the trot and you've got 4 points out of those two games, you'd be happy, and I'm happy. I'm a realist. I know where we're at. We just keep putting pressure on these so-called super teams around us in the middle of the pack.
Are you happy where you are? I mean, 9 games left in terms of the table.
Yeah, dead happy, yeah.
You've got that momentum.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah, we've lost Beaumont till the end of the year, but... You know, that's a loss, but you can see the impact that TJ Ioane brings to the team when he walks in. So,
Mark Easton did the job again.
Yeah, they did. And the bench did a great job as well when they come on. So, again, fair play to Saracens. They're a good side. They've come up here. They've gone away with 3 points. I think they'll be as happy as I am. I think they could have won it, like we could have won it. But overall, I think the fair result. I'm very magnanimous of me to wear our away kit because they brought the wrong shirts.